This is Girly Man, and you're listening to
Queerish.
There's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. It's a gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
Welcome to Queer Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. I plan to cover a lot of territory in terms of years and types of music. Mostly, I just don't think the gay and lesbian music of the past should be forgotten, and I try to give a little information about the music and artists as I go. I also slip in songs from the present as well. I introduce this segment with the song Gay Spirit by Charlie Murphy, from the 1979 album Walls to Roses. It's one of my favorite gay anthems, and here's just a little more of it.
It's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. A gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
Tonight's show is kind of a special one. It salutes the winners of the Out Music Awards. Now, if you're a fan of music by GLBT artists and you don't know about the organization Out Music, well, you should. Out Music was started in New York City about 12 years ago and tended to be a group of artists helping each other. I've got a quote by one of the founders, Dan Martin, that really does a better job of describing it.
Out Music is a really beautiful family of queer musicians, started in New York and is now really all over the world. It's a network of queer musicians who listen to each other's music, support each other's work, and try to advance the state of queer music in the world.
This is the second annual awards for Out Music, and the event was held in New York on June 9th and was hosted by Randy Jones of the Village People and his partner, fellow musician Will Grega. Dan Martin tells us more about the awards.
The Out Music Awards celebrate excellence in queer music and in also cultural activism. We are now in our second year of presenting these awards, and they're basically an awards program on the model of the Grammys or the Oscars, in which queer musicians from all over the world submitted music in a variety of categories.
I was honored to have been asked to be one of the judges for the awards, and I also attended the event. And the show itself was wonderful. If you want to hear a more news-oriented report on the awards, complete with clips of the acceptance speeches, that story was aired on This Way Out earlier this month, but can also be heard on demand at my website. But for this show, I'm going to try and keep the talking down to a minimum so I can fit in as much music as possible. You're going to hear quite a variety of music, touching on a lot of different genres. I'm playing songs by all the winners and a couple of extras, and the CDs are all from last year, in order for them to be eligible for the awards. Now, if you were paying attention at the very start of the show, you heard a harmony intro by a group that introduced themselves as Girly Man. Well, Girly Man is made up of Tammy Greenstein, Doris Muramatsu, and Nate Borofsky. Before Nate joined the group this year, Tammy and Doris were known as Garden Verge. You might describe their style as harmony-driven urban folk. Their debut CD was called Shadow of a Habit, and it was good enough to win the Out Music Award for Outstanding Recording by a Band, Duo, or Group. From that CD, here is Shining Through. And after that, you'll hear a song by the Best Male Artist winner.
Locked into one.
forgive and forget. Well, I'm not convinced yet, but I've done more than my share of crawling out of this dead. I say don't read the Bible with a closed mind. Well, I'm tired of being tired, but I know that I can make it if I get hooked, on this sinking ship. Well, I once had a secret big enough to knock down walls, but I swallowed it inside and I turned around and lied. I said everything was okay. Why are we always saying things like that? Perhaps it's to tell ourselves and trick everybody else. Well, I can be everything Mama said she could see. And now a little boy's going off to space to find a better place. I bet I could find a little piece of me inside. Everyone, everyone, everyone. I used to love to line them up. Just one little touch and all the rest were crushed. Now I see the same game, but we're playing with people now. I'm sad for feeling sad, cause I know that there's an outbreak that's going mad. Science said it won't be so bad. Well, it's not getting deeper, it's getting ready for a storm. And I will swim out there, even on the notion of a dare. You can close your eyes, you pretend like you don't care. Well, it can be everything Mama says she could see. And now a little boy is going off to space to find a better place. I bet I could find little piece of me inside. Everyone, everyone, everyone. Something in the air tonight. Wish I may, wish I might get to sleep tonight without a fight. Well, I can be everything Mama says she could see. Now a little boy's going off to space, find a better place. That I could find a little piece of me inside. Everyone, everyone, everyone. Well, I can be everything Mama said, Mama said, Mama said. Now that I could find a little piece of me inside. Everyone, everyone, everyone. Everyone.
After Garden Birds, you heard the song Dominoes from Scott Friedman's album called Anything Worth Mentioning. Scott is a bisexual artist from New Jersey and one with his second album. I think he's very talented, and I interviewed him on my show in May of last year. You can hear that interview on my website. In addition to doing his music, Scott's also very active in doing speaking engagements at colleges on the subject of bisexuality. One of his intriguing lectures is called Battling Biphobia and Bringing Bisexuals Back to the LGBT Community. In the category of Outstanding Producer of the Year, there was a tie for the winner, and the artists have quite different styles. First, you'll hear Magdalene Sue Lee singing a song about Matthew Shepard called Laramie from her CD, Fire.
Mm-hmm.
We're used to Magdalene doing outstanding work. Her first album, Evolution, from 1998, was nominated for a Glamma Award. This year, the other winner of the Best Producer Award was Eve Secular for producing the album Mosaic Persuasion. Now, this is klezmer music, something you've never heard on this show, and the album features two groups, Metropolitan Klezmer and the Isle of Klezbos. The members of the groups overlap, and Eve is the drummer and leader of both groups. From the album Mosaic Persuasion, here is a selection called Brand Wine in the Lotus Groove. I'm going to stay in the instrumental mode for one more song. The category was Outstanding Songwriter, and the winner was Drew Peralik for his debut CD, Too Little, Too Late. Now, something that I think is remarkable about this win, and really demonstrated the quality of the work, is that this was an instrumental jazz album, and even with no lyrics, he won the songwriting award. When I heard his name announced as the winner, I leaned over to one of the hosts, Will Gregg, and said, "Hey, we got class." Here is the title track from Drew Peralik's CD, Too Little, Too Late. Thank you. From a soothing jazz tune, I'm switching to a powerful selection by the Boston Gay Men's Chorus. Here's the title track from their Christmas album called Gloria. Also at the Yacht Music Awards was the presentation of three honorary awards. The Yacht Music Heritage Award went to Alex Dobkin for her early, ongoing, and far-reaching contributions to our music culture. Alex was there to accept the award and gave a memorable performance. And Grant King and Ian McBride were also honored, not only for being gifted performers, but for their extensive volunteer work within the Yacht Music community. One facet of Grant's involvement is that he has been a continual champion of the work of other artists, and in finding ways to involve Yacht Music members in his own projects. Dean McBride was artistic director last year and created the Yacht Music Awards and helped revitalize many of the programs for the group. Last year he recorded a show ID for me, and since I know he has a sense of humor, I'm going to let you hear the outtake first.
This is Dean McBride, and you're listening to KPFT and Queer Music Heritage, which is on it, in Houston. Okay, that's wrong. This is Dean McBride, and you're listening to Queer Music Heritage on KPFT, Houston.
Also, be sure to listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carver every Sunday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's Queer Radio with Attitude. And this is a good time to mention that you can view the playlist for tonight's show and see photos of all the artists and recordings and be able to link to their websites from my website, www.queermusicheritage.com. My site for this month also features lots of candid photos taken at the awards and the party afterwards. Next, I'm going to throw in some music by a group that did not win an award, but they have the distinction of being nominated twice in the same category. The category is Out Song of the Year, and this category is kind of unique, as Out Music is the only organization giving such an award. Its criteria is that the song must speak to or from the LGBT experience. The group Estrogen is made up of Corinne Curcio, Carol Markowitz, and Lori Muscat, and Lori wrote both songs, Lesbian Time and Lesbian Moment. They appear on their album called Tales from Lesbianville, and you'll hear both songs. And after that will be another song that was nominated for the Out Song Award by Amy Fix.
They were at a party, they were having fun, till Henrietta's ex walked in and pinched her on the bum. Now Henrietta was innocent, but Lydia felt hurt. She locked herself in the bathroom with Janine, that wicked flirt.
It was a lesbian moment.
Their hormones were really to blame.
It was a lesbian moment.
The kind that makes you think you'd like to open up a vein. Now they'll go home and make things right, but first they're gonna cry all night.
It's a lesbian moment.
The cycles are one and the same. They were at a restaurant, the dinner was so fine. The food was truly fabulous, the ambiance divine. Till Sylvia said something Dolores misconstrued. She dissolved into a sobbing blob, and that upset the mood.
What did you say?
Moment.
Well, I didn't think it was
the
funny.
The hormones were really too blame.
You sound just like my mother.
It was a lesbian.
Well, I don't like your therapist either, and neither does my therapist.
The kind that makes you think you'd like to
we'll talk about this later, all right?
Now they'll go home and make things right, but first they're gonna cry all night.
You don't love me anymore.
Moment.
The cycles were one and the same. Now couples have their ups and downs,
yeah.
On that you can rely. Then PMS pulls into town,
oh,
it's all
it,
intensified.
You go, girl!
Mountains out of molehills,
uh-huh.
Teardrops pour like rain. A funny look can be mistook.
You testify.
You feel like you're insane. So is it any wonder what happened back in May? Celine got a new sports car and gave Gina a ride that day. Then a song came on the radio that made them both upset. She drove right through the window of some greasy luncheonette.
Lesbian moment.
Their hormones were really to blame.
Lesbian.
The shards of glass were sharp enough to open up a vein. Thank goddess they were both all right. They're well enough to cry all night.
It's a lesbian moment.
The cycles were one and the...
I feel bloated.
The cycles were one and the...
I feel like eating salt, sugar, salt, sugar, salt, sugar.
The cycles were one and the same.
I have cramps.
Doris and Sally were hot for each other. They met Tuesday through a mutual friend. At dinner that night, they fell in love at first bite and vowed to be together till the end. But Doris and Sally were not in a hurry. They promised they would take things slow. And so they waited a week until they finally moved in. It seemed a lifetime to them, you know. Why?
Lesbian time is like dog years, where days are like weeks and time apart is a crime. Lesbian time is like dog years, oh, welcome to lesbian time.
Ba 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 la,
ba 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 la.
Doris and Sally had separate professions that kept them apart all day through.
Doris said, Pookie, oh, I miss you so much.
And Sally said,
but Pumpkin, not like I miss you.
So Doris and Sally put their heads together. After all, it was a favorite pose. And they started a business where they worked side by side, manufacturing hers and hers clothes. Why?
Lesbian time is like dog years, where weeks are like months and time apart is a crime. Lesbian time is like dog years, oh, welcome to lesbian time.
When one gets hungry, the other one eats. When one gets tired, the other one sleeps. There's no conversation, they have the same thought. Now it's 7 years later, and my God, they're distraught. But Doris and Sally were truly resourceful. They managed to find a good shrink. She was a sister herself, intent on giving them help. And she said, ladies, here's what I think your problem is. Lesbian time is like dog years, where days are like weeks and time apart is a crime. Lesbian time is like dog years. Oh, welcome to lesbian.
We're such a wreck.
Welcome to lesbian.
We're such a mess.
Welcome to lesbian.
We're so enmeshed.
Oh, welcome to lesbian time.
I've got the living in the closet, cause I'm from the Bible Belt, and my daddy is the Bible Thumper Blues. I've got the living in the closet, cause Papa is a rabbi, and being gay is not good for the Jews. I've got the living in the closet, cause it would kill my mother, that's how powerful I am. I've got the living in the closet, cause I'm in the military, and I can't afford to piss off Uncle Sam. These are all such fine excuses, far be it from me. Let's just say that you are gay and living privately. I've got the living in the closet, cause I'm the famous actor that all the straight women like to cruise. I've got the living in the closet, I'm an actress, and I don't wanna foster any rumors in the news. It would ruin my career, and I wanna make more money. But you've got millions stashed away, so I don't wanna hear it, honey. I've got the living in the closet, cause my coworkers can't tell, so I let them all believe that I am straight. I've got the living in the closet, cause I'm so afraid to try it, all I do is stay at home and masturbate. I've got the living in the closet, cause I'm from the tacky suburbs, and conformity is the American way. I've got the living in the closet blues, for everybody else's sake. These are all such fine excuses, but I don't really care. If you really care about social change, then come out of that closet, I dare you.
You just heard Estrogen singing Lesbian Moment and Lesbian Time, and closing the set was the song Closet by Amy Fix. Amy did not win the OutSong Award, but she's not complaining, as she picked up the award for Outstanding Debut Recording by a Female for her album called Spoon. I like the description of her from her website. Amy writes hilarious, quirky, earnest, teen love odes to the girl she loved when she went to high school high in Anytown, USA. She's the wholesome poster child of bisexuality. And also, Amy Fix is also gaining momentum as a singer of healing songs and an inspiring speaker on the subject of overcoming childhood sexual abuse. That she manages to bring together such different subjects on an album and make it work is a tribute to her talent. You know, that song Closet by Amy Fix was so short, only 2 minutes, that I'd like you to also hear the title track from her CD. It's called Spoon, and it's also short, but very delightful.
You are my spoon. In a life of forks and knives, you are a spoon. You are safe as you cradle me in the curve of your heart. I know you're not gonna hurt me or poke me whenever you turn around, cause you're a spoon. You are my spoon. In a world of forks and knives, you are a spoon. Most people can be nice while hiding a dangerous bite. They might be fun or exciting, but they can be a fright. When it comes to emotions and boundaries, respect, understanding, and emotional health, they don't have a clue, but not you, cause you're a spoon. You are my spoon. And together we'll reflect the light of the moon, cause you're a spoon. And I'm a spoon too.
Okay, Amy Fix won for the category of Outstanding Debut Recording by a Female. For Outstanding Debut Recording by a Male, The honor was taken home by Ari Gold. Ari is a talent I've been aware of for quite some time, because I got to hear a demo tape of his 3 years ago. I couldn't wait for the album, which was released last year. And now that I got to visit with him a little in New York and see him perform, I can't wait to hear his new material on his next album. His debut album is just called Ari Gold, and from it, here is the song Home.
Wherever I am with you, I'm home. I've come very far, but I felt so alone. I'll go there with you. There's nothing I won't do, 'cause now I know where we're going to. Sometimes when I feel like I'm not of this world, the people like I was a little girl, but this little girl has got a man inside her that only needs one man to be there when I come home. There is a place where you'll find me, 'cause you know there's no place like the safety that you bring. Knowing I'll never be alone, this is the space where you'll guide me. 'Cause when I come to you, I come home. It's so often said, yet there's nothing more true.
Ari Gold singing the song Home. An artist that I had the pleasure of meeting last year when she performed at the Houston Pride Festival is Suede, and she's as nice as she is talented, and that's saying a lot. Her latest album is called On the Day We Met, and it brought her 2 awards for the evening. One of these was for Outstanding New Recording by a Female. Now, since I was a judge, I got to see the albums that were submitted in the various categories, and this one was perhaps one of the toughest. The caliber of not only the nomination, but also those not nominated, was excellent. And no, in case you're curious, I was not a judge in that category, so I fortunately did not have to help make that hard decision. Sway was the only two-time winner in the awards event. Her recording of the song Emily Remembers also won the Out Song of the Year award. It was written by Shirley Eichard and is notable because it is one of the few songs that talk about our lives when we get older, and it does so beautifully. Here is Emily Remembers by Suede.
Emily remembers the dances at her high school. She was young and carefree some 40 years ago. Emily remembers standing on the bleachers cheering for the home team, her hair all wet with snow. She forgets today is her birthday. And if it's Tuesday, she's not sure. She forgets to comb her hair. Emily remembers her weekends in the country, those walks down by the river on Sunday afternoons. Emily remembers her holiday in Paris, those evenings at the ballet beneath an August moon. But she forgets that I'm her. How inseparable we were. She forgets how much she needs me. I remember it for her.
Again, that was Suede singing Emily Remembers. I've got time on this show to slip in one more artist who was nominated but did not win. I know it sounds cliche, but the caliber of those vying for the awards in all the categories was so high that you felt bad that only one could take home an award. So I want you to hear this artist, who I know you'll hear more of in the future. I was real pleased that I got to meet her and see her perform this song live. Her name is Alex Olson. Alex brings us her own blend of rock and slam poetry, and her music is totally unique and refreshing. Her debut album is called Built Like That, and to show you the scope of her talent, she was nominated in three categories: Outstanding Debut Recording by a Female, Outstanding Producer, an outstanding songwriter. Alison Bechtel, who writes the comic strip Dykes to Watch Out For, has a wonderful description of Alex Olsen. She says, Alex is a red-hot, fire-bellied, feminine-spewing volcano, plus she rhymes. Be ready to be blown away. Here is Alex Olsen singing Checking My Pulse.
Your face crept into that space between my reflex and my resolve. Kinda like the crevice you don't notice till it digs down the damn wall. Now we are sitting in the window. Your forehead is red hot, touching my knee, and I am checking my pulse, making sure it hasn't quit on me. I'm sorry for thinking that I knew what I was doing. I guess what I do best is look like I am in control. But tonight, tonight, I am a soft and untamed thing, and I will wrap my breath around you till your exhale comes clean. I am checking my pulse, yeah, checking my pulse, yeah. And you were the buried penny at the bottom of the pool. So I guess that makes me the fool diving deep. I'll stick you in my pocket, all shiny, all precious, and all not mine. A hidden forbidden treasure. Baby, you're the worst kind, and underneath the surface, all things loom larger. So I'm searching for your edges to fish you up, ship you up out of the water. And you are that sweet wish she's thrown. I would have caught you in the air, girl, had I known, yeah. And now the space between these bodies surpasses the sum of its parts, and I'm crawling in between these moments, balancing words, hoping I don't get stuck. And I was thinking distraction. Now I'm thinking distraction's a relative thing, because I was casually splashing. Now I'm all casual, chasing again. Yeah, I am checking my pulse, yeah, checking my pulse, and in hot water, my brain just kind of puckers up, and I'm drowning jaws wide open out, because my mouth just won't seem to shut. And you might just be a shiny thing, but you are the shiny thing I am pursuing. And when I said you talk too much, it was because there was stuff I'd rather you'd have been doing. And then you take my breath, I say, hey, I need that to get back to the top. But we're beautiful down here, you say, you know, girl, the world won't stop. We are sitting in the window, and your forehead is red hot, and touching my knee, and I am checking my pulse, making sure it hasn't quit on me. I am checking my pulse, making sure she hasn't quit on me. Yeah, yeah. I am checking my pulse, yeah, checking my pulse, yeah, checking my pulse, yeah.
That was Alex Olsen. I'm down to the last Out Music Award category for their show and mine, the award for Out Musician of the Year. As the name might imply, this is an important award because it not only honors the artist's music, but also their contributions to the Out Music community in terms of cultural activism. And this category, like Out Song of the Year, was unique in that it was voted on by the members rather than a panel of judges. The competition was very tough, but the award went to Jamie Anderson. Now, anyone who's been listening to my show for very long knows that Jamie is a favorite of mine. She's been releasing wonderful albums of openly lesbian music since 1989. Her community work includes countless benefit concerts in order to bring attention to a variety of GLBT causes. And the song I'm playing to close the show was also nominated for the Out Song of the Year, so that means you will have heard all five of the nominees in that category. Now, I guess to be journalistically complete, I should mention that there was another Members' Choice Out Music Award for outstanding support. That award recognizes outstanding involvement by non-musician members in supporting and furthering the work of LGBT music in the Out Music organization. I'm very honored to have received that award and to be able to accept it on that stage before a room full of artists who are providing us with the music I love. Well, that will be a memory that will last a lifetime. But I was telling you about the last song of the show by Jamie Anderson. Before we hear it, I want to thank you all for tuning in, and I want to thank Dan Martin for his interview comments. And while I'm sure you can tell I'm a little biased, I definitely recommend you visit the Out Music website at www.outmusic.com to find out more about this organization and to get acquainted with the artists who belong. On their members page, you see listings and links for over 100 GOBT artists. So if, like me, you think queer music is more than the music you hear at circuit parties or that of divas and show tunes, you should visit the OutMusic site. And of course, I've got to plug my own site again at www.queermusicheritage.com, because I've recently added the ability to hear my shows on demand as they stream into your computer. So if you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write to me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. Now back to Jamie Anderson, OutMusic's Out Musician of the Year, closing out the show with the title track from her latest album, Listen.
You followed me around. I hardly knew you. Then we talked a while. You were kind of cute. That night you saw. She's taken. You didn't listen. You didn't listen. That Sunday night with my new friends, you sat between my thighs. My fingers brushed your hair, and I thought this isn't right. I have a girlfriend back at home. I should leave, I should say no. She doesn't make me feel this way. I shouldn't stay. I didn't listen. Forgive myself for not listening to our love when it needed help.